Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
we shouldn't
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rock.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I gotta hit you up on something really quick here before we get the show going here. Interestingly enough, we have an affiliates guy that goes out and he does the stuff. And basically, he puts the fleece out there and we pick up radio stations all across the country. And sometimes that's how we get them. And sometimes people just call us or they're actually airing us without us even knowing that they're airing us. And interestingly enough, Joe, the affiliates guy that we have working with us here, actually put his feelers out to an individual. You know, would you like that Bradley show on sonsoflibertyradio.com? And I just want to show you, because I'm talking about a weirdos, assorted bad guys, lunatics, so on and so forth. And I just wanted to kind of highlight, you know, we get this every once in a while. This is the squeaky wheel I'm highlighting right now, but I thought it was so good and humorous when I first seen this that I wanted to share it with you, my friends, because this is what you guys mean to me. I'm letting you in to my personal bubble here, okay? This is what he said. He said, oh my goodness. I was just told, this was sent to me this morning, I was just told by a station, PD, that he would never work with someone like you or even talk about a person associated with you or your show. Although he did, he was speaking to me. He said you were a long-haired drummer who is a nut job and psychotic and off your rocker, no pun intended. And our affiliates guy said, I answered, well, I guess that means you're not interested in carrying the program. So I had to call him right away and say, right on. And interestingly enough, this individual that called me a nut job and psychotic and off your rocker, you can feel these people a mile away. You can discern them. And I said, is he gay? And he said, no, he's not gay. I said, then he's an environmentalist, isn't he? Well, the only thing I know about this guy, Bradley, is he's actually got programming where he's got 3 hours. A three-hour radio program where it actually highlights animals. They just talk about animals. And I said, okay, far enough. I said, this is the toad calling the prince ugly. There's no better way to put it. So I just thought I'd let you into my world today. And speaking of which, interestingly enough, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com because these do correlate one with another. I've shared with you in the past that people like this that care more about animals, they care more about Cecil than they care about babies. They care more about the environment more than they care about life itself. They're dangerous, dangerous, dangerous people. And I want to shift over. Again, sticking to the same topic, just another branch. Interestingly enough, the EPA's highest paid employee, John C. Beale, was sentenced to 32 months in prison for fraud and lying. Here, let me give you a little salt on your tongue. An incredible story that sounds like the plot from a bad movie or a dime store book, the Environmental Protection Agency's highest paid employee and leading expert on climate change was just sentenced to 32 months in prison for lying to his boss so he could avoid actually doing any real work. And even more amazing is the lie that he told to get out of working. He told his superiors at the EPA that he was a CIA spy working in Pakistan man. Incredible as it seems, even more incredible may be the fact that these lies carried on for some 15 years before anybody actually caught wind that John C. Beale was committing a massive fraud on the government and the American taxpayers. Folks, let me go back to climate change. Let me go back to these environmentalists. First of all, you need to understand there is no issue with climate change. Okay? There isn't any issue. They create the chaos. See, they want to nickel and dime you. They want to tax you for this, that, and the other thing. So they got to try to convince you that there's a climate issue and we need to deal with it. Global warming and the such, and then all of a sudden it snows in Washington, D.C. Remember that a couple years ago? Well, the fact of the matter is God's not going to leave himself without a witness. And second of all, we understand, and folks, when I say that when you're talking about the left and you're dealing with people such as that I'm highlighting now, you need to understand that you're dealing with reprobate people. They are very dangerous people. They're liars. They're frauds. They create something out of nothing because they want to throw more fear on you because they want more control to oppress you. They're dangerous people. And again, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Here we have it. The highest paid employee, John C. Beale, sentenced to 32 months in prison for fraud and for lying. But yet Barack Hussein Obama and the likes of the Al Gore and their little fraudulent crew and minions, folks, they're trying to convince you that there's something wrong. I got a question for these people. What did God possibly do up until the point that you were born? How did he sustain this planet all the way up, all the way up until the Al Gores and the Barack Hussein Obamas? All of a sudden, we need to deal with climate change. And now we begin to see that, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when we find out that John C. Beals is now sentenced to 32 months in prison, but he's been committing fraud and lying to the American people and his employers for over 15 years. And yet they're trying to demonize you. They're trying to call you a nut job. They're trying to call you crazy. You know, let me say it this way. The only argument against the Bible, which I speak about always, is an unholy lifestyle. And I want these people to understand because once again they're popped, they're uncovered. Now America, deal with them lawfully. Now that they're being exposed again, it's for you to keep the commandments to deal with these people. And folks, understand again, these are fraudulent liars. And you know they're fraudulent liars. And again, let me go back to this point. What did the earth do all the way up until the point that they were born? I mean, I'm pretty sure that when they're dead and gone, everything's still going to keep going as it always has. The Bible tells us that the earth abideth, and it always will. Folks, we need to wake up to what these people are about, and we need to deal with them. And again, going back to the point of understanding, these people are dangerous. Look at any totalitarian system. What do they believe in? And by the way, they know what they're telling you is a lie. So it's not that they particularly believe in climate change. No, they're selling you the lie so they can control the people and actually extract more money from you one way or another. I just wanted you to know what goes on in my life, first and foremost. And secondly, I want you to understand that these environmentalists, they're very dangerous. And by the way, to all you environmentalists, you whack jobs, you need to understand that God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he who sows to the flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. And we can see the corruption that's now falling back upon their own head, because God promised that those that dig the pit will surely fall into it, and the righteous shall see the desires of the Lord upon their heads. And folks, is that what's happening right now? You better bet your bottom dollar it is. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in your country. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know, you can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley, why do you say everything twice? Because men need to be told things twice, that's why. Abraham, Abraham. Moses, Moses. Isaac, Isaac. Right? Samuel, Samuel. Are you tracking? Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1. Go over to our Facebook accounts, which are BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because we have the mind of Christ. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, John 14:6. We know that there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus Christ. Read the book of Acts. And also want you to understand that we know that he's the only mediator between us and our Father. And who is that mediator? Again, his name is Jesus Christ. And as Paul rightly said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ, folks. That's why we always stick to the Word of God and the Constitution, because then we can never go wrong, because the Word of the Lord is forever. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. SonsLibertyMedia.com. What's going on in your backyard? D.C., police chief blurts out the truth in her confusion about gun laws. Here, you want to hear a little bit about this? It's actually written by Tim Brown, senior editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Washington, P.C., I'm sorry, D.C., okay, District of Columbia Police Chief Kathy Lanier, in her confusion, blurted out the truth about the real results of gun laws recently, indicating that they absolutely do nothing to stop criminals from obtaining guns or high-capacity magazines. Of course not, because criminals are not ruled by law. We know that gun control is about gun control. Right, folks? Isn't it interesting, those that are advocating gun control, they're armed to the hilt, but they want to make sure... Here, case in point. Go to New York City. Go in front of the UN building. You'll see a handgun with the nozzle. You'll see it all tied in a knot. You know, as if to say, guns are a bad, bad thing. But interestingly enough, if you walk inside of the building, you'll see armed guards there protecting them monkeys from you. And why would they do that? And why is it that they're trying to convince you to disarm yourselves but allow them to stay armed? The message? Peasants cannot be armed, but we can, because we're the elitists. We're above the people. Not in this country. You are not. So why don't you let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you, and we ain't asking. Yeah? Yeah. Of course, folks, she's going to blurt out the truth because it's a fact, going back to what the D.C. police chief blurts out. There's absolutely nothing to stop criminals from obtaining them, of course. And it's the criminals that are trying to disarm the rest of us. We know what happens when someone's armed and someone tries to break in. They flee very fast, do they not? And by the way, the word flee means to be terror-stricken. That's exactly right. Watch any video that you would like to watch where an individual has an arm and a robber walks in the door. You will see him split really quick when he sees that you are armed. And yet we have these fools out there advocating gun control when in fact they themselves, just like Rosie O'Donnell, remember back in the 90s, friends? She was advocating gun control, and she said that, you know, the blood is upon the hands of the NRA and gun owners. But what's interesting about that, when we pulled the curtain back on little Rosie O'Donnell, who doesn't know how to tell the truth, we just found that Rosie O'Donnell's, well, actually her bodyguard was busted getting a permit, a gun permit, so they could protect her little behind. I'm sorry, I just told you a lie. Her big behind, right? Yeah, just saying. Folks, think about what they're trying to advocate. They're lying to you. As a matter of fact, interestingly enough, we even have Mr. Cuomo harass gun rights protesters in New York there. And interestingly enough, Cuomo harassed gun rights protesters. Now he's been ordered to turn over gun registries to them. That's exactly how it's supposed to work in this country, friends. What about the Michael Bloomberg speaking of gun control? Isn't it interesting? He's trying to pay his way to dummy everybody out of their rights. He's trying to work legislators to actually undo laws that protect you and actually advocate Article 2 of the Bill of Rights of you bearing arms. And by the way, we're not asking for the government to give us permission to obey the Constitution that they themselves have been given the privilege to actually enforce by we the people. Right? We're not asking them. We've already got the right to bear arms. So why are we going around asking the government if we can bear arms lawfully? And I'm not talking about criminals, of course. I'm talking about the lawful gun owners. But isn't it interesting? You look at the Michael Bloombergs of the world. He's trying to convince you about how bad it is and this, that, and the other thing. And we found them to be liars and thieves and tax evaders and busted with pornography, child pornography. I mean, this, that, and the other thing. Folks, they're criminals. But isn't it interesting, those that advocate, you know, gun control, and we need to disarm the people. Isn't it interesting how many bodyguards they have around them that are armed? Kind of reminds me of the President of the United States of America. I mean, back in the 50s, friends, they used to walk up and down the streets all the way up until that point, shaking hands with their constituents. Now they need to put spikes on the fence protecting him from we the people that he's supposed to serve. But yet, look what he's got. Folks, you ever been around the White House? You walk around, look in the trees. You see all these Secret Service protecting the president from the people. What happened? Well, they're not serving the people anymore. But here again, we have someone trying to advocate gun control. And why is that? Because he's trying to disarm you, friends. He wants to disarm you before the armed. I'm going to hit on that in just a couple minutes here. And I'm sick and tired of it. And little Barack Obama and his little children, too, man, they got like 17 bodyguards that walk around with them everywhere. You know, but folks, you and your kid, you're supposed to be made a prey before these people that commit treason on a daily basis, that are allied with your enemies, and you know it. That's why they want to disarm you, America, because they want to upend you, America. Kumho harassed gun rights protesters. Now he's been ordered to turn over gun registries to them. And this is what happens when the American people stand up. This is what happens when the American people stand up. And oh, let me take you over here too. Well, what about those high-powered, you know, those AR-15s and those AK-47s and, man, the magazine capacity? You know, the citizens shouldn't have those. The citizenry shouldn't have those. No, criminals shouldn't have those. Criminals should not have those. But let me ask you something. Why are those that are telling you that, you know, we can't have the average citizen own high-capacity magazines? Well, then let me ask you something, you who work for me. Then why do you have them? Because you know, you communist. You know exactly what Vladimir Lenin said and Stalin said. A man with a machine gun can control 300 people. Hey, folks, and I'll tell you what, if you have not taken the time to go out and shoot an AR, go out and shoot an AR-15, and you'll understand right then and there why your enemies, the corrupt in your government, do not want you armed. Those things are bad. And I'm talking you talk bad. Woo! My goodness, now I understand why our forefathers armed us. Now I understand the purpose that corruption doesn't, the reason corruption doesn't want you to have one of those bad boys. Because they can't overtake you when you have one of those bad boys. And they can't stand it. Beautiful, beautiful weapons. Every household in America should have one to protect themselves against tyranny. That was the whole purpose that our government established, the right to bear arms. Do your homework. Read Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. I'm sick and tired of corruption and corrupt politicians trying to disarm the populace so they can control the populace. And you better bet your bottom dollar that's all it has to do with. That's all it has to do with. I'm going to get over to that in just a couple minutes, friends. I'm going to highlight that for you. Didn't plan it, but I'm going to stick to it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. The Slavs and their government refused to cave to UN's demands to take in more Muslims. They're saying no to Islam. Of course not. Folks, you need to understand is the Islamic population is being used to destroy your country. Folks, have you ever seen where they live? You ever seen what they come from? You want to know why they come to America to seek asylum? I mean, if you've seen where they came from, you wouldn't want to be there neither. But why is it that their position, or why is it that their settings were the way that they were in the first place? Because of, folks, the fact that a whole lot of these people that we're dealing with that come to America, what they came from is not what you want to bring over here. Here, let me say it that way, okay? Just for the sake of time, I got a quick break to take. I'm going to come back. Folks, I'm going to get onto this gun control thing in just a moment here. I'm going to highlight a couple more things. By the way, rocker Gene Simmons, home searched by Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Dan Phillips. You owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. So I'm going to highlight a couple more articles, and then I'm going to jump over to gun control. Not planned, but we need to stay there because of what's going on in your country today. Interestingly enough, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have the endless and hopeless dialectic of the left. We're talking about communism. We're talking about totalitarianism. We're talking about national. Folks, we're talking about all of them. Folks, when you talk about all these different nationalism and, you know, communism and, folks, it's all the same devil. It's all the same daddy that they're following. And we know that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. So we understand who we're dealing with, okay? So that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted. Also wanted to let you know that over 300 Planned Parenthood protests, amen, to take place simultaneously in 47 states on August 22nd. Be a part of it, friends. Again, over 300 Planned Parenthood protests to take place simultaneously in 47 states. Amen. These folks need to be shut down and folks dealt with. And folks, not to just shut their doors. They need to be criminally, they need to be charged, and they need to be criminally prosecuted for their crimes. They have been busted. Now, folks, you let them off on this one. I got to say that that's the end of the line. From what I understand in scripture, you've got what you've got coming if you're going to allow this. This is ridiculous. I also wanted to let you know that right before the end of the break, I had shared with you rocker Gene Simmons from Kiss. His home was searched by Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force, which doesn't mean he's done anything wrong yet, folks. And after reading the article, that's what I took from it. But interestingly enough, something happened in his let me put it this way, something happened in his home during the time that he was on tour that they're after. So just for the sake of letting you know what the facts are, okay, I don't want everybody thinking he's some child pervert or a pederast or a pedophile. I'm not saying that at all, but you do need to check it out. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, rocker Gene Simmons, home search by Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. We need to make sure that we keep things in. We're innocent until proven guilty in this country, okay? And I know that they like the opposite, you know, operate just in the exact opposite way, especially through the state-controlled media. But the fact of the matter is we still are innocent until proven guilty in this country. Also wanted to let you know one more article here. So you think abortion, sodomy, and redefining marriage is legal by Dave Davenmeyer. He said, show me the law. That's exactly right, because the law will show you the deviation, right? It shows you the offense. And the fact of the matter is when it comes to abortion, sodomy, and redefining marriage, the law stands against those that have actually advocated sodomy, redefining marriage, and abortion. Yeah, because we're ruled by law, right, friends? Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing. So check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. For the sake of time, I want to jump over here. I want to talk about a little bit about what, you know, we're seeing again in the United States, because we know that this administration is about disarming the American people. And again, friends, it's interesting how he is arming himself and aligning himself with those that mean to destroy you, America. And we need to wake up, and we need to deal with the issues at hand. But what's interesting is if we go back to our forefathers, President George Washington, when arming the people of the United States of America, he said, a free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, he said, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them. Who's been abusing you, folks, for the last 60 years in this country? Corruption in government. He goes on, which would include their own government. Here, let me say this whole thing again. George Washington, when arming the people of the United States of America, said, a free people ought not only to be armed and disciplined, but they should have sufficient arms and ammunition to maintain a status of independence from any who might attempt to abuse them, which would include your own government. Man, I know that sounds a little extreme, but folks, what the government is doing today and assailing the American people, is that not a little extreme? Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that one, right? The Second Amendment tells us a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right that God gave them of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated, shall not be infringed. And according to Federal Statute Title 10, Chapter 13, Section 311, all males between the ages of 17 and 45 who are either citizens of the United States or have declared their intent to become citizens are members of the unorganized or reserve militia. How's this working out? See what happens, folks, when you make reference to law? It exposes those that are violating law, does it not? And going back again to our forefathers, was it not? Because I want people to understand, especially the corrupt and the useful idiots, the little minions that don't fall too far from the corrupt tree, that want to advocate gun-free zones while they themselves are armed. The Second Amendment, it's not up for debate. We ain't asking for permission. Matter of fact, if you set the record straight, you ask us for permission. We don't ask you for permission. You ask us. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns. Who said that? Ready for this? Benjamin Franklin, with all due respect. Trying to have a little fun, but I'm also being respectful. Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns. I want to tell you what, America. Those anti-gunners in your government that you've tolerated, it's not American government. That's a foreign government. That's a foreign government. Hey, folks, let's go back to September 11th for a moment. Who's been under attack since September 11th? the constitutionalist, the patriot, the conservative, and the Christian? Who's been given way? Who's been given a pass? The radical Muslims who supposedly attacked America. You're under attack by a foreign government within America. You need to understand that. And if you don't believe me, you can just ask the likes of some of our friends who work in the CIA. And they'll tell you exactly what this administration is after. And do I need to convince you, America, that this administration is un-American? I don't think I do. I don't think I do. But again, never trust a government that doesn't trust its own citizens with guns. And again, my point is the Second Amendment is not up for debate. We're not asking for permission from corruption to obey God or to follow the rule of law. And if you fail to follow the rule of law, we will lawfully deal with you. Boy, that is the language of America over 200 years ago. We will not tolerate this. Especially the Black Robe Regiment, the church. I don't know if you know anything about the Black Robe Regiment, friends. But the Black Robe Regiment, they were labeled the Black Robe Regiment by the tyrant King George. He feared them more than anybody because these were the preachers that were preaching to the colonies as to the things that were going on concerning the Word of God. Read the Declaration of Independence. But going back into the unsung heroes, it was the Black Robe Regiment who used to take their shotguns and lay them up on the pulpits and tell the people, because they knew that there were spies everywhere, I want you to know that if you take a shot at me, I'm going to get you before you get me. That's the Black Robe Regiment. That's what the tyrant King George was afraid of more than anything else, was the church. And I also want you to understand that it was the tyrant King George that called those that obeyed God and the Constitution, known as the Articles of Confederation, which held the colonies together until the Constitution was written, he called them terrorists, just like the DHS is calling you terrorists, just like this administration is calling you terrorists, just like they advocate the crimes of the enemy, but when you obey the law, they try to make you the criminal. Isaiah 5. See, this is gun control dictator style, what you're seeing, friends. And I want you to let this sink deep down into your ears and your heart, friends. This isn't American government that's trying to disarm you. It's not American government. It's foreign. I mean, look at all these bureaucracies that have been created since September 11th, going back to which. And you'd think with all these new bureaucracies, we'd be the safest people on the globe. But yet we're being told by the state-controlled media we're being attacked. And, you know, they're within and the borders are wide open and they're coming in and there's nothing we can do about it. No, there's everything that you can do about it. They want you to believe that there's nothing that you can do about it. Because they want to control you through fear just like Adolf Hitler did, just like Stalin did, just like Mussolini did, just like Mao Zedong did, just like Pol Pot did, just like Idi Amin did. Because they want you to trust them without asking any questions whatsoever, without reserve, when in fact they are the fox in the chicken coop and they are your executor. Now call me crazy, do your homework, friends. That's what's going on in your country. And by the way, I don't wonder if I'm right. I don't question if I'm right. I know that I'm right. Because, see, our forefathers told us to study the past, and when I study the past, I see what we should avoid. But I see the American people opening the doors wide, not the majority. But I see through the state-controlled media, they're opening the doors wide to the enemy to come in. Let the wolf come in and devour the sheep. And I want to say this, friends. You want to make yourself sheep? Keep in mind, just like Ben Franklin said, the sheep, you want to become the sheep? And you want to act like sheep? Just keep in mind that the wolves will devour you. That's why they mean to inundate you with fear and oppression. Fear and oppression and everything but law. And of course, never make reference to the lawgiver, because if you do name God our Father, the God of Israel, and Jesus Christ, if you make reference to him, you need to understand that his word blows our cover. And we can't have that. No, we can have that, and we are having that, and we still have the freedom to do the right thing, and we're going to continuously occupy until Christ comes, and we ain't moving by the grace of God. How's that? Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Brother Dean. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know they'd be bringing it down. Bring it down, Brother Dean. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. Sherry from Missouri Gun Rights, right on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Wendy Blanks, chief editor of thesleuthjournal.com. I wanted to extend a personal thank you to Bradley Dean and his stellar team at the Sons of Liberty radio show for exposing realities concerning our media, education system, churches, and government.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got Sherry from Missouri. How are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, ma'am.
Hello.
Yep, I'm here.
What I want to speak about is disarming America, and I think they have already done that.
Really? They've done that already?
Changing our language and changing our history. And
okay,
this
let me
is
ask,
just a third prompt.
Let me ask you something, Sherry. Who's they?
That's one of my favorite questions.
Yeah, they is we the people allowing them to do the things that they do.
Correct, but it's the teachers we allow in our children's lives and in our lives.
That's right. That's
so
right.
So I think it's very important that the Americans have already been disarmed.
Okay, well, I can tell you right now, Americans have not been disarmed. If America is going to stand back and drop their kids off at the public schools to be indoctrinated by those teachers that we don't agree with, well, then guess what? If we sow to the wind, we're going to reap the whirlwind. And we can't expect any other harvest than what we allow. An American
That's
needs to get
fair.
Their kids out of public school. Excuse me?
I agree. That's fair. You know, but let me say, when I raised my children, I didn't know any better.
Okay.
Okay, and so now I've grown and learned.
Yep.
And history was one of my worst subjects when I was in high school. I hated it because they just never taught it to where it made any sense to me.
Right. Well, that's what they meant. As a matter of fact, I've heard, just for the record, Sherry, I've heard principals literally tell me that the science and the history books are being changed every 3 to 7 years. And if you go back to what they're teaching through International Baccalaureate right now, they're teaching global disarmament, which, by the way, International Baccalaureate is a global scheme. So America, again, if we're going to allow our children to be indoctrinated, I'm not beating you over the head, Sherry, with the fact that we learn, because we're all learning.
No, we didn't know any better.
Right. Yep. So we do now, so we need to right the wrongs.
True, but now we have to explain it to the younger generations why they're still being indoctrinated.
Right.
And that's very hard to do once you raised your children and they're raising theirs. Not to go along with how you raise them.
Okay.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes. I do, but that's all they have to do. Listen, I was pretty ignorant on the subject up until about 20 years ago. I was raised in North Minneapolis. I mean, everybody that had a gun where I lived, they weren't supposed to have a gun, right? And gunfire during night was, that was the norm to me. And I never owned a gun. I bought a gun once I began to understand why the anti-gunners... exactly right. In understanding why the government was doing what it was doing, I then became armed because I understood that there was now corruption that an American people might just have to deal with someday. And that's when I became armed. And that's what I think, for the most part, people can hide behind, well, I got a gun for hunting. I got this for that, that, and this, that, and this. It's always everything but what it was really meant for. And we know from our forefathers why we were armed and why we are armed. And the American people need to understand that those that serve we the people work for us. We do not work for them. So we need to simply become educated. And once we become educated, it's not going to take a long time, Sherry, for people to get it right. They can sit down. There's plenty of stuff online. And once they begin to understand this is what dictators do, their whole thought process is going to completely turn, and they're going to understand exactly as to what's going on in this country.
One last thought, and sure. We really, as Americans, have no excuse with the Internet at our fingertips to be able to research what the truth is and to take your children out of the school, because it's easier to teach them as youngsters than to have to teach your grown children that what the path they're following that you taught them is no longer the way to go.
That's exactly right.
And that's very difficult as a grandparent.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I understand it. For the sake of time, we're on the last segment, and I totally appreciate it. Let me expound just a little bit, Sherry. And again, thank you very much for your phone call. George Washington, again, our first president, said, from the hour the pilgrims landed to the present day, events, occurrences, and tendencies prove that to ensure peace, security, and happiness, the rifle and pistol are equally indispensable. The very atmosphere of firearms everywhere restrains evil interference. They deserve a place of honor with all that is good. Of course. You know what? Just for the sake of time, friends, I got to hand it over to Stephanie. But we're going to pick this up probably on Monday again, because it just is that important. And I really do appreciate your call, Sherry, from Missouri. But again, I want to highlight this again over the weekend. Because again, we need to understand what's going on in this country. But I do praise God that these things are being uncovered on a daily basis. That is the mercy of God. In America, we need to stand up, and we need to be educated. And we also need to understand, as to pertaining to what Sherry was talking about, we're destroyed for lack of knowledge. We need to become educated, and we need to arm ourselves, not just with firearms, but also knowledge, friends, as to how to remain a free people. And we'll hit that up again on Monday as well.
Well, we certainly have a job to do. As our one of our main quotes we have on many of our products is, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it. And good for you, Sherry, acknowledging the fact that, listen, I did some things wrong. Now I'm having to go back and undo. Well, we always say prevention is better than cure. She was talking about getting to young people while they're young. It's so much better to train them up in the way that they should go. And when they're old, they will not depart from it when they're younger than trying to have to undo wrong things we're taught from the very
prevention
beginning.
Prevention is better than cure.
That's right. So we thank you so much for your phone call. And we thank you for all of our listeners who are listening to the Sons of Liberty. And perhaps for some of our new listeners out there who have never yet been to our websites, Bradley always highlights our media website at the beginning of every show. Please do go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. On the media website, you're going to find all the news that's going on out there, but with the hope. You know, sometimes at the end of the day, when you realize all the bad things going on in your nation, it's like, oh, I mean, you just feel so depressed and hopeless. But we know that our hope is found in Christ, and we know that we can do this thing together, and there's always the positive report, always the victories to go along with what's going on out there today. So please do check it out. And check out sonsoflibertyradio.com as well. And for those of you that like to support the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Join today. And what that means is you support us on a monthly basis. You can pick your level of membership, and that continuously helps us get this message spread throughout the nation. Different radio programs across this nation, also internationally too as well. Not to mention the events that we have coming up for all of our Minnesotan listeners out there or in the surrounding area. We have the Minnesota State Fair coming up next week, beginning on Thursday, August 27th, going until September 7th. So we'll be having a booth right there in the middle of the darkness. We're shining the light of the truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and the truth about our nation and our history as a republic and as one nation under God. So if you are in the area and you are planning on going to the Minnesota State Fair, please do stop by and say hello. We'll be in the lower level of the grandstand. You cannot miss us. We'll have huge signs, lots of fun things out there too as well. And also after that, we're going to be out going to Texas. We're going to be out on the East Coast doing an event here in Minnesota. And if you'd like to book Bradley in your area, please do call 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And for those of you going back to donations, for those of you that cannot do a monthly donation, but you would like to do a one-time donation, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the button in the upper left-hand corner that says Donations, Gratefully Received. All your donations are tax-deductible. We could not do what we do without your support. So thank you to all you sons and daughters of liberty out there.
All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Listen to this, friends. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. The Communist Party must command all the guns. That way, no guns can ever be used to command the party. Mao Zedong, November 6, 1938. In other words, with the use of arms, we'll rule the roost. Do you hear that? That's what they're saying. Joseph Stalin, the sole leader of the Soviet Union, said, if the opposition disarms, well and good. If it refuses to disarm, we shall disarm it ourselves. See, this is what I mean when I say through the rule of law, we're going to have peace. But through the rule of force, we're going to have war. And this is exactly how these communist dictators work. They rule through force. Hey, folks, how many people agreed or have agreed with this administration over the last 6 and 7 years? But he did it anyways, right? You are seeing exactly what I'm talking about. They're not asking for permission to break the law because they themselves think that they are the law. Let me give you another quote by Mao Zedong, communist dictator of China. He said, war can only be abolished through war. And in order to get rid of the gun, it is necessary to take up the gun. There's some sick folks, friends. They're using the law against the law. And really, it comes down to them using lawlessness to establish their rule. And folks, that's not what we want in this country. So, folks, what we're going to do is on Monday, we're going to talk about gun control dictator style. And tomorrow, we're going to be talking about something completely different. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. We love you by what we do, and we will talk at you then. See ya!
your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070.